You guys raised prices this year and said recently that you expect to continue raising them perhaps throughout the balance of the year. What does that mean in terms of your inflation outlook, Patrick?
Yeah, I think inflation is definitely going to play into everything here in the back half and into 2022. And I think a lot of it is driven by consumer demand. You know, we see for the first time here in North America, for example, a real back to school happening, which is great for us. Team sports are being played, kids are back out on the field. But it's also about what's happening in the supply chain around the world for our category, but I think also in more general terms, as both manufacturing is disrupted to some extent and the shipping and logistics situation, both in Asia, specifically in Asia Pacific, but also here in North America in terms of the port congestion that's building, is going to pose a problem to get the right stuff, the right place, the right time. If you take the demand and that issue, you're going to get a situation where it's going to be hard to come by products at times. And we're seeing that then resulting in definitely less discounting, I believe, but also an opportunity for us to raise prices where we feel it's appropriate.
Have you had any real specific issues, though, with supply chain being unable to get specific goods or finished goods?
To some extent, I think certain categories are worse hit than others, and we're working through what's going on, and it's happening real time, and it's all more or less COVID related, and it's affecting the Asia Pacific region more so than other regions. So yes, there is some impact from this, and we also called it out in our last earnings call, the fact that we're going to be seeing some of this disruption play out in the back half. We also think it's going to be a factor, especially early in 2022. But at this point in time, it's kind of still early days. So we're going to be, of course, working through what that means for us here in the back half.